It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Kamala Khan is a new Marvel Comics character. She appears in the Ms. Marvel line of comics. Kamala's geeky and shops at consignment stores. And she's an immigrant, Muslim, a teenager, and a superhero. Her creator is Seattle resident G. Willow Wilson. Willow has an equally interesting story.
Marhaban, ana ismi Willow Wilson.
See, Willow didn't grow up speaking Arabic. She was born in New Jersey. She converted to Islam after college and then moved to Cairo. Willow talked with our colleague Marcy Silman, and she explained how she ended up from going from being a medieval history student in Boston to a teacher in Cairo.
It was kind of the hand of fate. I had an Egyptian professor who was retiring at the time that I graduated and returning to Egypt to help run an English language high school, and they needed English speaking teachers. And I went only intending to stay and work for a year and ended up falling in love and getting married and hanging out in Cairo for most of my early and mid-20s.
At the time that you went there, I understand, you were not a Muslim, practicing Muslim.
I was, but I was keeping it a secret. I'd converted the summer after graduating from college, intending never to tell anybody, because this was 2 years after 9/11. I didn't want to have that conversation. I didn't want the people I loved to feel that I had somehow rejected them. Mm. And I wanted time to sort of explore it on my own. And that was a big draw for me of going to the Middle East, because until then, my only exposure to the religion had been academic.
So I'm trying to picture 21-year-old new college graduate lands in Cairo. You're newly converted, secretly converted to Islam, and not long after newly wed. I mean, I'm describing a sort of cycle of events. When I say them to you, what image do you conjure?
I think of the Nile.
Why?
Well, you know, it's funny. They say in Egypt that when you drink from the Nile, you are fated to return there. And I honestly, when I got off the plane in Egypt and I saw the river for the first time, it was really like getting hit in the face. You know, I could sort of see the stories I wanted to tell much more clearly. I could see the sort of person I wanted to be. It was, I've never been that deeply affected by a landscape before. All of life that for us here in the U.S. is sort of spread out over vast distances is concentrated along this one river and in this one city. It's Egypt's Washington, D.C. and Las Vegas and L.A. and Boston and all of that sort of rolled into one. It's really difficult to put into words how profoundly distilled and intensified experiences are when it's taking place in that sort of hothouse environment. In Egypt, they refer to the country as Umm al-Dunya, which means mother of the world. And when you're there, you can really understand why that is.
I'm talking to G. Willow Wilson. She's the creator of the new Marvel character Kamala Khan, teenage Muslim superhero. And we have just heard her talk about being a historical scholar, a scholar of Arabic. And there's not a lot about comic book author in that history. So somewhere along this way, there was that transition from what you thought you were going to be to comic book creator. When did that happen?
I don't know, firstly, that I'd really call myself a scholar of any kind, though I'll take it if you'd like to give me it. You know, comics were something that I'd always been interested in ever since I was a kid. The first one I ever picked up was actually this anti-smoking PSA little 10-page booklet that we got in health class that had the X-Men persuading a high school athlete not to take up smoking. And it must have worked because I never smoked. But I thought, how cool is it that there are these heroes who have these wonderful costumes and they have these amazing powers. And it was the beginning of a sort of a lifelong obsession of mine. And, you know, when I got to be older, I realized that there were people who made these things, that they don't just appear out of nowhere on the shelf. And I sort of set about trying to figure out how to become one of those people. And actually, when I moved to Egypt, it was a big source of conflict, internal conflict for me, that I was going to this part of the world where there has sort of historically been friction over the political and artistic and religious role of imagery. And I still desperately wanted to write comic books. But it ended up being a very creatively fruitful mix because I wrote the graphic novel Cairo, about Cairo. Mm-hmm. And it was the beginning of a wonderful relationship with editors here in the United States that are still friends of mine.
Now, Kamala Khan, this teenage superhero, as I mentioned, teenage Muslim superhero, is an immigrant, and she actually was born in somebody else's brain and pitched to you. Is this how she was pitched?
Yes and no. I got a call sort of out of the blue from two editors at Marvel, Sana Amanat and Stephen Wacker, who said, hey, we want to create a teenage Muslim female superhero from scratch. Would you like to be this person to take this on? And I said, yes, of course. I was flattered to be asked, though not without trepidation, because I knew that it was a big risk. I was really given a blank slate in terms of what her background should be, where she should be from, what her family life was like, what her personality and powers would be. So it was a very interesting learning process.
Why were you nervous?
Well, for two reasons. First, on a practical level, the comics industry is in a very interesting transition period right now. Trying anything new that is not one of the characters that people know and love and buy 80,000 copies a month of is often a big risk. There's a certain amount of attrition that is spoken about in hushed tones that happens from month to month, typically on new titles. So for them to want to do a totally brand new character in this day and age, I thought was very bold. I thought picking a character who was young and from a minority whose position in the U.S. is still somewhat tense, I thought was doubly bold. There's also a certain amount of debate in the industry about diversification, both in terms of gender, because, of course, there are far more male creators than female creators, and yet the readership of comics is evenly split between men and women.
Is it really?
It is now, yes, and that is a recent thing. And, you know, also in terms of race, sexuality, all of these things that are, you know, sort of hot button issues today. And the jury is kind of out about how fans react to this stuff. Sometimes they're very open and welcoming, and sometimes there's a certain amount of hostility about why things need to change, what was wrong with the way they were before. And I knew that we were going to have to get it exactly right.
I've seen pictures of her. I'm not lucky enough to have in my hot hand Kamala Khan, the first issue hot off the presses.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I noticed that you wear a headscarf, but Kamala does not.
Yes.
So I'm wondering how much you invested this character with things that come out of your own life and how much you sort of set her loose.
I tried to sort of set her loose as much as possible. I wanted her, and Sana, the editor, felt the same way, to really not be a cookie-cutter token character. I wanted her as much as I could to reflect the authentic experience of the young American Muslim women that I've met. And even though I've worn a headscarf for 10 years, the majority of young American Muslim women do not. That's especially true in the Indian and Pakistani Muslim communities. And I wanted to make her representative of that community rather than some sort of cardboard cutout that looks like how people think, you know, a Muslim woman should look.
I'm talking with G. Willow Wilson. She's a comic book author and creator of the new Ms. Marvel character, Kamala Khan, teenage Muslim superhero. You and Kamala are both from New Jersey, although you were born to an American family,
yes.
I believe, and Kamala's family, Pakistani immigrants. But you share that commonality of having been a minority. You were a minority when you were in Egypt, and still a religious minority in the United States. Kamala Khan, an immigrant. How does that narrative, the immigrant narrative or minority narrative, influence or inspire you?
Well, you know, it's something that I was never really given cause to think about until I sort of started grappling with it myself. Because you're right. You know, when I made the decision to be visibly Muslim in the sense that I cover my head and I can't sort of pass, as it were, that meant that I was always going to be a religious minority here, but then an ethnic minority in Egypt. Mm. And having come from a fairly privileged background where I was, you know, I was sort of what we consider the norm, the standard. You know, I was a middle class, white, lapsed Protestant, you know, born in New Jersey and then moved to the Midwest. So, you know, there was nothing terribly remarkable about my upbringing, and I never was really given reason to question any of the kind of the privileges that come with that. But then, you know, having made these decisions in my early 20s, I was really sort of brought face to face with that gap and sort of the emotional impact of having to straddle two worlds and having to, in a sense, play to two different audiences to sort of convince everybody that you're sort of not a threat, that yes, I'm one of you, it's everything's okay. To be constantly putting out those little fires and the toll that takes and the impact that has on your sense of self.
But you are that minority both places, both in Egypt and in the United States, aren't mm-hmm. you?
But, you know, Kamala would be as well. And this is something that I think is very unique to the American immigrant experience. And this is something that I've talked a lot with about with friends of mine who are second generation children of immigrant parents, is that no matter where you are, you feel as though you're missing something. Mm-hmm. That when you're in the U.S., you know, in many ways growing up, because of the way that kids are, you're often never allowed to forget that you are a little bit different. And you think that the locus of that difference may be in the homeland of your parents. And then you go back home to wherever that is, and you discover that they think of you as the American. And that there's a huge amount of cognitive dissonance there. And that's something that I feel very sympathetic to, especially as a mother of two bicultural children who are going to face a lot of these same issues.
Will you, as a family, return to Egypt at some point?
We'd love to. I mean, that's something we talk about a lot. When my husband and I came to the U.S. from Egypt, we joked that we were just going to sort of hang out here until after the revolution, which nobody knew, which was a joke at the time. You know, everybody thought Hosni Mubarak was going to live forever. And then there was a revolution. And so now it's a very interesting time in Egypt, and nobody knows what the future holds. I think if it was just us, we would probably be there now to sort of help and put our shoulders to the wheel. But when you have kids, you start worrying about things like security.
How would Kamala be different if you were writing her in Egypt?
You know, that's a good question. I think it would be more difficult for me to separate out her experiences as an American teenager in that kind of particular bubble from the experience of being sort of a global citizen where the borders of the rest of the world feel much closer. I think that's the major difference between living in the U.S. and living abroad is I find that in other places, the rest of the world feels much more immediate. Whereas here, because we're separated by big oceans and two friendly neighbors to the north and south, we don't have that sense.
You spend, I have spent many, many years thinking about this world of the comic book and the superheroes. I mean, Kamala Khan is one of them. And how does their strength impart itself to you?
Wow. Well, I wish I could draw on more of it. You know, I think superpowers are such a wonderful metaphor for the stuff that we wrestle with that we don't really have words for. You know, when we were talking about what kind of superpowers to give Kamala, we were thinking about that a lot, about what would be symbolically appropriate for her to have. And when we ended up making her a polymorph, it was in part because shapeshifters in comic books are most often portrayed as villains. We are very suspicious of people who have fluid identities. We like to put people into boxes. And when people don't fit neatly into boxes, we get very nervous. And that seems so appropriate for a young girl who really does feel like she's straddling two worlds. And ironically, it's the power to blow stuff up that is most often given to the good guys.
So polymorph, would that be the superpower you would choose for yourself?
No. You know, I was asked about this the other day, and I really think that if I could choose one, I would choose the ability to teleport. Because by now, I'm lucky enough to have friends in so many different parts of the world who I only see via Skype and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And it would be great to just snap my fingers and be able to be anywhere for a couple of hours and then come back.
Wouldn't it then? G. Willow Wilson on her newest comic book superhero, Kamala Khan, an immigrant, Muslim, and teenage superhero. Willow is the author of a new Ms. Marvel miniseries called Cairo Aleph, The Unseen, and Amour. She's appearing this weekend at Emerald City Comic-Con and in April at NorwestCon. She spoke to our esteemed colleague, Marcy Selman. This is The Record on KUOW.